This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A bill to get companies to share data about possible national security threats with the government and other companies has just passed in the House of Representatives. It's called the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, and its promoters have pointed to the bombings in Boston as a reason to extend the principle of "if you see something, say something" to computer data. The Obama administration this week threatened a veto. Harvard Law professor Jonathan Zittrain is also on the board of the Electronic Frontier Foundation that pushes for data privacy. Zittrain believes consensus will eventually be found on a crucial issue like intelligence sharing.
There's been this continuing drumbeat over vulnerability, both of government systems and of private systems within the U.S., to so-called cyber exploitation. And something like CISPA is designed to take on one very small piece, but crucial piece, of the problem.
Now, this is something short of the government monitoring communication. This is setting up a system whereby companies could report stuff and not face liability if they did.
That's right. In fact, one of the several reasons that the Obama administration is balking enough at the current form of the legislation to be threatening to veto it is that the legislation doesn't have a component in it which might require the reporting of actual security breaches to some government or other intermediary.
So like a lot of public debates, the current form of the legislation is being attacked from both sides. You have some civil libertarians thinking it still goes a little too far, and you have the administration thinking it doesn't go far enough.
Well, the administration is actually concerned on both sides of it. The administration has said it doesn't go far enough in perhaps having a reporting requirement under certain circumstances to private companies. But the administration also echoes a lot of the worries of civil libertarians about the vagueness of the purposes to which the information could be put and the broad scope of immunity to private sector companies should they choose to share that information.
The concern would be that's a lot of information to the government.
And I think in its earliest phase, it might seem entirely and be entirely reasonable, but we are starting to create new patterns of reporting and behavior. And as data gets cheaper and cheaper to store and to forward, you really could see a level of cooperation that could expand to almost near real-time conveying of data between government, between companies that are otherwise supposed to be competitors, for which privacy really could get lost. So having a lot of sensitivity to that in these early stages before the habits are formed might well be a good idea.
Jonathan Zittrain, thank you very much.
Thank you.